Hi everyone, I hope you're feeling great right now. In this next tag, I'm going to talk about a word and its origin, its source, and where exactly does it come from. You know, this word is hubris. You know, hubris, first of all, let's say the meaning of it. Hubris equals to pride, bad pride, you know, the illusion pride, overconfidence or arrogance, something like that. And it goes to the very, very ancient Greece story and mythology. In fact, the whole and entire civilization of the West, you know, actually is based on the Greece, you know, philosophers and their thoughts. Yeah, so I try to, you know, say this myth as short as I can, and yeah, it is a very great myth and story. You know, they say that there was a guy with his father. His father was a great inventor in the past, and for various reasons they got into the prison in the very high tower of some cities of ancient Greece, right? And yeah, but they decide to, you know, set themselves free and escape from this prison. And because of that, his father, his name is Icarus. Yeah, his name is Icarus, and his father creates for him two wings, you know, two feathers created by, you know, wax, and say to him, and that's the point, say to him, if you want to fly, don't fly too high because the sun will melt the feathers, and don't fly too low also, but because, you know, it hurts you. And yeah, and by these feathers, the Icarus escapes from the prison. But, you know, when he is flying, he feels a very great and high exhilaration. And because of that, because of this great joy of being free, he forgets what his father had told him. And that's why, you know, he flies higher and near the sun, and because of that, unfortunately, the sun will melt the feathers and he will fall into the sea and dies. You know, that's the great story, and we can learn a lot from this simple yet not easy story and myth. You know, it shows us the hubris, as I said, is the origins of the hubris word, okay? It shows us that how the fake pride and being arrogant and overconfident, how this can, you know, bring the disaster, like we see in that story, you know, can ruin our life. You know, that's the beauty of these great, you know, fables. And it shows us also the importance of being moderate. What I mean by moderate is not, you know, very low and, you know, just wastage, you know, and also not very high, you know, indulgence, you know. Yeah. have to say it in Persian, نه تفریط نه افراط. Yeah, being moderate, you know, he had to embrace his limits, I mean Icarus, but because of his hubris, because of that, you know, he decides to go beyond his limits, and you know, because of that, he died, unfortunately. Yeah, that's very dangerous, being hubris and, you know, not being moderate also. Of course, we have to, you know, reach more and more insofar as living and insofar as our purposes and goals are concerned. But to an extent, you know what I mean? Because, yeah, we have to reach, otherwise we decay, we cannot, you know, settle in just that. But, you know, we have to realize our limits as well, unless we will die because of the hubris, you know, reaching beyond our grasp and not being moderate in whatever we are pursuing. Yeah, that was the great story and myth that we can learn a lot from. And that was the origin from the word hubris and the story of the sad story of Icarus. Thank you so much. Have a good day and goodbye for now.